But first, can you tell me your name?
My name is Colin.
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 Yeah, C-O-L-I-N. Colin.
Okay, and what's your work?
I work as a shuttle driver guide here. Normally what we do is we take the people, the last 5 kilometers, the people that has this 2x4 cars, into Sources Flay, and then we bring them back to here again. And anything that they want to know, we answer them.
Okay. What do you know about the Sources Flay? What is it?
Sources Flay is actually... Let me start like this. Sources Flay the word sources means, it comes from the Nama community, which means the same as Flay, a place where water gathers, but water doesn't stay much longer than 8 months. It doesn't keep the water for that long. It's just a place where water gathers. But Sources Flay is the last part of the Chokhab River, which running from the Namib Notluf Mountains, and the water dumps up there. But after every 7-10 years, it gets enough water for to hold up for 8 months. But normally, the raining seasons are very, the raining is very low.
In Namibia.
In Sources Flay. The other parts, they get more rain, but here you can get up to 4 millimeters of rain a year.
When did the last rain in Sources Flay?
The last rain was 2000, when the flay was full of water, when there was actually water for 8 months. It was in 2000. In total the water stayed up for 8 months. So it was actually a little bit flooded at that time.
And the water before 2000?
In 1997, it was totally flooded. At that time, no people were allowed to come in to the park. They can come drive up here and then walk. But normally, most of the people make use of these flights that they have.
You think all 3 years, 4 years?
Depends on our Father in Heaven is going to send us in this year a lot of rain. But it seems to me in February, the raining season ends in February, March, then probably we will only get rain maybe next year, depends on. Maybe we will wait for 10 years more before we get rain again.
Okay. What can I see in Sources Flay?
Okay, Sources Flay is actually, as I told you, it's just a pan with a lot of green trees, and there's some tables where you can sit and have a nice breakfast or lunch. And then there's the Sources Flay Dune, which is about 105, 110 meters to go up to have a nice view over the pan. And on the front side of Sources Flay, where the Sources Flay itself is, and then on the other side, then you get Nara Flay, which is one of, is where those plants grow, which is called the Nara, which the animals eat for food and for the water source, because you get oryx, springboks and ostriches here. But as you heard, the water is scarce, but with the Nara fruit they get enough water to survive. And then there is Dead Flay, which is very magnificent. I would say it's anyone's dream to go there. There is just 1.1 kilometer from its parking area, which you can go. And Dead Flay is surrounded by sand dunes. It was normally a flay like Sources Flay, but over 50 years they grew a dune in front of the entrance where the water should flow in. They grew a dune, and all the trees inside of which you get is the camel thorn. They are about 900 years dead there. They are busy turning into stone. It is very magnificent to go to.
And you speak about the animals, and you can speak about the stones in Sources Flay. The geology. Yes.
Yeah. Basically, there's actually no stones in Sources Flay. It's more the white parts which you will see is actually clay, which comes all the way from the Chokhab River through the mountains, which goes into Sources Flay, and they stay there. When the water sinks, it leaves this hard part, which is called a clay, on the surface of the pan, on the pan. So basically, it's just clay and soft sand, and the dunes are mostly just sand. It's just sand. Uh-huh. And anything.
Okay. And what is the best time to visit the Sources Flay?
In the morning. In the morning, you get, if you drive into Sources Flay, if you make it before sunrise, that will be in your best interest. You go up the dune, and then you watch the sunrise, and then you can see all these different colors which the sand make, and throughout the day the colors change. So the best time, and for the best time to take pictures in that flay also, is also in the morning time. And then it's much cooler in the afternoons. You have this dusty light, which is not so nice for pictures.
And in the evening?
In the evening, most of the people, because you have a long way to the gate, mostly they go and sit at dune 45 for the sunrise, which is more or less the same as Sources Flay, which dune 45 is just a dune next to the road which you can stop and where you can go up to, and then you sit there until the sun sets. Very beautiful.
Okay. What do you know about dune 45?
Dune 45 got its name is it's precisely 45 k's from Sesrim's gate where you have to enter. From there on until dune 45, it's precisely 45 k's, and it is numbered 45 because all the dunes here along the Chokhab River is numbered from 1 to 58. And so, luckily for dune 45, it was also numbered 45, and that's what it make it so popular.
And is the dune higher than other? It's the color, other.
The dune is more or less the same height as Sources Flay's dune, which is also plus minus 110-105. But because it's next to the road and there's a parking area, and if you could look at itself, you will understand what I mean.
Yes.
by the fact that you have to be here to experience all those things, to see, okay, this is what we talked about and this is that. So, but it's very nice. And if you're on your way back to Sesrim campsite, you can have a stop there and watch and see what I mean, why it's so perfect. And it's actually standing alone, kind of alone. It's more or less not that connected to the other dunes.
Okay. And how long is the way to Sources Flay?
It's just 5 kilometers. You can walk or you can make use of Trobas shuttles and tours, which is going to cost you, say, $80 Namibian return.
80?
$80 Namibian return to go in and back and to enjoy the dunes.
Okay. People come from which country?
Most of the people come from Switzerland, Germany, and then you got also other groups like from England, Australia. Nowadays, we have also a big group of Italian and French people that are coming in the country to come and see the dunes.
More European.
Yeah, more European than United States. Yep. It's from the States, yeah. More European people.
Okay. So, since how long you take this job?
It's now basically 2 years that I'm busy here working. We have a 5-year contract working here. So if you come next year, we will see me probably here.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Pleasure.